What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. Egypt asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote Thursday on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would see Israelis and Palestinians living side by side in peace. President-elect Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had urged the Obama administration to veto the UN resolution. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
What we've continued to try to do is work towards seeing a viable two-state solution realized. But it wasn't. So in that regard, I think we were interested to see how the debate and discussion would unfold. And I think I'd leave it at that.
The resolution also says the existing settlements have no legal validity and are a flagrant violation of international law. Police arrested seven suspects who were allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in the heart of Australia's second-largest city on Christmas Day. The seven men had been inspired by the Islamic State group. Police had been watching the alleged plotters for some time and believed they were preparing to use explosives and other weapons. A deal to repeal North Carolina's controversial bathroom bill, which limited LGBT access to facilities, fell apart on Wednesday as Democrats and Republicans in the state legislature clashed over the measure's provisions. North Carolina's Democratic governor-elect, Roy Cooper.
I know there were enough Democratic and Republican votes in the House and in the Senate to fully repeal House Bill 2, if they had.